Agenda item number six. Thank you, Mr. Woodard.
Thank you.
County of Westmoreland.
Good morning, Commissioner. Associate members.
Mr. Madden.
The County of Westmoreland was requesting authorization to construct three submerged crossings. The first one is a 586 linear foot submerged crossing of Lower Machota Creek. The second crossing, I'll refer to that as crossing number two, is a 223 linear foot crossing of Jones Branch. And the third crossing is a 468 linear foot submerged crossing of Mount Pleasant Branch. It's using the directional bore method to install a sewer line to service the communities of Cabin Point, Glebe Harbor, Tidwells, and Drum Bay. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Here's a layout of the entire system. We're up on Machotic Neck. Machotic Neck is approximately 7 miles east of the town of Warsaw. As I mentioned a moment ago, the project will connect up with the existing Coles Point sewage treatment plant, which is in this location here. The area that we're concerned with is down in this region of the county. Bear with me. This results in like three projects all in one. I've got a bunch of slides. Just hang with me for a minute there, and I'll try and go through them as quickly as possible. Each of the crossings are depicted here. The Lower Machotic is the major waterway here. The reason I put this slide up is to indicate that there's going to be no direct impact on any oyster resources. Each of the submerged crossings will be accomplished using the directional drill method. In each case, a 6-inch seamless welded polyethylene pipe will plunge underground from the fast land, landward of any adjacent wetlands, and under the stream beds. Each of the lines will be installed a minimum of 40 feet below the stream bed. The line will emerge on the opposite side of the creek and once again be clear of any wetlands. Here's crossing number one. Number one plunges into the upland from this location out to approximately the center of the creek. Then it takes a bend and goes up into a upland easement right along this tree line. Protestant Mr. Ramey, and I'll explain his issues in a moment, is located at this spot right here. Here's the line. This is crossing number one. I was pointing when I first referred to the crossing at this location. The orientation of the slide should actually be reverted, but it's hard to read that way. But the line will pass underneath the creek. Once again, it's directionally drilled. Here we'll show you the penetration point is well above the mean high water line. It'll go down at approximately 45 degree angle. It'll bend and then it pass underneath Lower Machota Creek at a depth of 40 feet below substrate, and then it'll pop up again. Here is the view from the north side of crossing number one, looking across. Again, we go this way and then we take a bend and go around. Now I've stepped a little bit to my right. I wanted to get a picture showing Mr. Ramey's property, the protestant's property. His house is to the right of the picture. There's Mr. Ramey's property. Could we douse the lights, please, and make it a little easier to see? This is Mr. Ramey's property. Here, the line, again, submerged line, 40 feet below the stream bottom, will pop up right along this red car, right along the tree line. There is an easement right in through here. Mr. Ramey's property is here. The crossing number two, which is I refer to as the Jones Branch crossing, here again is the location of it. Here, similar, identical. The identical installation methodology will be used at this site. 40 feet below substrate, same conditions, There's the Jones Branch. We're looking the east side of crossing number two. We're looking west. And that, now we're on the other bank, looking in the opposite direction. As you can no doubt tell from these photographs, that the visual impact will be nil because it's directionally drilled underneath the substrate. This is the third crossing, the Mount Pleasant Branch crossing. Here again. And there's the Mount Pleasant crossing from the west side of the crossing, number three, looking east. And that's it. I want to get back to this one so you can see them all, and I'll continue with my discussion.
Kathy, please get the lights.
Please. The project protested by Mr. Elton Ramey Jr., a waterfront property owner located on the south side of the lower Machota Creek crossing. In his letter dated May 28th, and he reiterates it in the one we've got recently, Mr. Ramey expresses his concern that the sewer line will benefit only a small group of property owners to the detriment of the Chesapeake Bay and its fisheries resources. Mr. Ramey also believes that there's no need for the sewer line and that the area residents are not in favor of the project. According to a letter from the Virginia Department of Health dated February 26, 2010, to the county administrator, Mr. Norm Rasabi, who was present in this audience, the areas under consideration are burdened with soils that are low in permeability and have a high seasonal water table. As a result, the conventional septic systems are often compromised by rising water and the inability of septic systems to perk properly. The only alternative currently available for residents is waste hauling or the installation of a costly engineered system, which is referred to as a Wisconsin mound. You might have seen those in the rural areas. The lack of public utilities has resulted in septic tank effluent ponding on residential properties. I experienced that at crossing number one when the engineer, who's also present, and I were there. We could smell raw sewage as we looked over at Mr. Ramey's property. I can say that with assurance. The septic problem on Machotic Neck was further characterized in a letter dated July 6, 2012 to the county administrator from the Three Rivers Health District. In that, the Department of Health pointed out that in five previous years, 30 septic systems have failed resulting in the closure of Nominee Creek, Curryoman Bay, and the lower Machotic Creek. The Virginia Department of Health also noted that malfunctioning drain fields have contributed significantly to the public health and precluded the harvest of shellfish in the area. In addition, the failing drain fields have exposed the community to raw or potential or partially treated sewage on the ground surface. The 2012 letter states that the health department has identified the condition on lower Machotic Neck, on Machotic Neck, as a direct contributor to human health concerns. The exposure of human waste presents a real threat of infectious disease. The health department believes that the extension of the sewer line in this area will correct these ongoing threats to the public health and to the environment. According to his letter dated June 2, 2005, Mr. Rasabi points out that the sewer project will result in the removal of 300 septic tanks from operation and the connection of over 300 county residents to the public system. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science noted that the construction will avoid wetlands and waters by directly drilling below the water and wetlands, and that the impacts of to the wetlands have been minimized, and there are no further comment on the project. According to the Virginia Department of Health Division of Shellfish Sanitation, the headwaters in the entire project area are condemned for the direct marketing of shellfish. The persistent condemnation area extends downstream of the project area approximately half mile to Hester Cove, which is right about here. This is Hester Cove. So the condemnation includes all of this area in here. We received a letter of support from Senator Richard Stewart, dated June 1, 2015. In his letter, Senator Stewart noted the prevalence of septic system failures in the project area and pointed out the county has received $5.5 million in federal funds to mitigate the effects of the failing systems. In addition, we have received 17 letters of support for the from individuals and community associations urging that the project be approved. They're in your packet. In the form of a summary and recommendation, while staff is sensitive to the concerns raised by the protestant, it's abundantly clear that there exists a real and present danger to the health of the community within the service area. And the adjacent waters are adversely affected by the existing failing systems. The new sewer line will take 300 septic systems offline and provide 300 families with a safe method of waste disposal. In addition, the immediate surrounding area around the drilling site is going to be protected with a frack out contingency plan, which includes aggressive ENS and measures to mitigate any potential blowout of fluids during the drilling process. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by the individual in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, we believe the public and private benefits outweigh the public and private detriments, and we recommend the approval of the project as submitted. At 9 o'clock last night, Commission staff received a email from A.J. Erskine indicating that he would not be able to attend. His concerns, and I'll give the letter to the commissioner. I believe you have a copy, sir. Mr. Erskine points out that the Lower Majodic is one of the most productive private oyster tributaries in Virginia. Currently, 25,000 bushels of oysters are planted, and with current oyster bushel prices, there is a significant economic investment. His question is, do the applicant contractors have insurance or a bond that will compensate unforeseen oyster losses during the construction phase or during future system operations? And finally, is there a future mechanism for the county in the event of a sewer line break and the private oyster grounds becoming condemned? Mr. Rasavi, the applicant, has been made aware of this email, and if questioned, he'll make comment on that. That ends my comments. If you have any questions, I'd be delighted to field them for you.
Yeah. Ms. Haney.
Which crossing is Mr. Ramey's property located at?
Crossing number one.
Okay. And you said you could actually smell the raw sewage there?
I'm sorry.
You said you could actually smell the raw sewage there?
Yes, ma'am. And there's another witness to that. It was property immediately to the left.
And I was just curious, those oyster leases that you just showed,
yes,
are they now condemned?
The condemnation extends, most of that area is condemned, yes, ma'am.
So those leases are condemned,
yes,
currently?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Madden.
You're welcome, sir.
Is the applicant present? Please come forward, sir. Need to swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your names for the record.
My name is Norm Rasavi. I'm the county administrator in Westmoreland County. This project is the final phase of our master sewer plan that was done by the Board of Supervisors in the mid-90s. We are very concerned about the environment. Our treatment plant at Coles Point is a non-discharge plant. It is a spray irrigation plant. And Mr. Erskine, the county, the four counties in Northern Neck actually work through our Planning District Commission on a project, I guess, for his employers on the seeds and so forth to hopefully reseed many of these areas and so forth for the oysters. We have also participated in various grants. When now Congressman Whitman was on our Board of Supervisors, We did several grants through various agencies and so forth. So it is a concern of the Board of Supervisors to help environmentally protect the waters, because fishing, farming, and forestry are our main employers in that county. I'm here to answer really any questions you have. I have our engineer, Mr. Redlinger, here, who has more technical expertise than I have. But we stand ready to answer any questions you may have. But I don't want to reiterate, I wrote a letter on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, and also my wife and I, who have signed up for this system, we reside in Cabin Point. So I'll stand aside to answer any questions or address our engineer.
Well, first, let's address a couple of the questions that were sent by email here by Associate Commissioner Erskine here. Do the applicants or contractors have insurance and or bond to compensate for any unforeseen losses on lease grounds?
They are required to post a bond during the construction period. They have to test the lines under the supervision of our engineering firm. And then once the system becomes operational, obviously it's under the county policies for any liability that we would have. And I can tell you of the system, I'm not going to say we have not had any small spills, because that's almost an improbability. But I don't know off the top of my head, in the 8 or 9 years that we've been running these systems, that we've had any major incident that I recall. But we even carry a special insurance policy, a no-fault policy, whereas if you come to our courthouse and a tree falls on your car, technically we're not liable, but to deal with circumstances where we feel that a person should be compensated.
Would that insurance also include any future sewer line break with these lines?
I believe it would. I would have to sit down and look, but I believe we have an actual pollution policy as well, through the Virginia Municipal League and so forth.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, gentlemen. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project as proposed? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission. Mr. Sessoms.
I remember growing up in Virginia Beach and the neighborhoods around Crystal Lake, Broad Bay, Lincoln Bay, that area, they were all on septic systems. And the beach continued to grow, homes continued to grow, and septic systems became more and more prevalent. And I don't know if that area was condemned, but people knew not to go get oysters from it because of the sewage leaking into that area. Then once the city came in and put central sewer all around those areas, I think everybody here knows how the oyster has come back in that watershed. And I certainly support this effort to centralize the sewer and the output of it, rather than the leaking septic systems, because they are truly a hazard to the environment and to humans.
Thank you, Mr. Sessoms. Any other comments? I would like to echo Mr. Sessoms' comments. I think that the benefits of removing a serious environmental threat to the county residents outweighs any concerns about the directional drilling in this project, and I'm very much in supportive of this. Any other comments? Well, we need a motion.
I move to support it as staff recommends.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Second, second by Ms. Haney. Any other further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.